Brings us subset C, another special event license. This is a property the city leases, and we are basically subleasing it to using the special event license so the person leasing the property from us can have malt beverage. What else do you have to add, Daniel? That makes sense? Any questions, comments, concerns, public or council on this discussion here?
Just for the record, who owns the liability on this? If there should be. Hopefully it's not the city.
Nope. The license holder and all special event licenses, the liability, and eventually rests on the license holder, which is not the city of Sturgis. Fat Boys LLC, Kenny Price is the gentleman. One of his companies is Fat Boys. Any other discussion, public or council? First by Rhea.
Second.
Second by Ron. All those in favor of the special event license, please indicate by stating yes.
Yes.
Opposed to no. That motion carries unanimously. Might as well finish with D and E as special event licenses. This one, the subset D, is a special event license for the Vintage Motorcycle Festival. This is at the fairgrounds on Monday, August 6th, during this year's rally. It again is, I believe, just a malt beverage up there. And used during that event, held on Monday the 6th for the Vintage Motorcycle Race. Questions, comments, concerns, public or council? We've used this in the past. It's first by Ron.
Second.
Second by Steve. Mike, you have something? You're just moving. Yep. We have first and second on the floor. All those in favor of the special event license, please indicate by stating yes.
Yes.
Opposed to no. That motion carries unanimously. Subset E, this is a special events license. This is previously known as the Full Throttle. It's KSL B and D. It's the Iron Horse Saloon and Steel Pony Campground. This is for a stated period from 7:30 to 8:12 during this year's rally. This is an actual liquor license also. This is full service spirits, I guess, is the way to say it, on this particular special events. Distilled spirits. Comments, questions, concerns, public or council?
I guess my only concern is, since this is this a public campground?
Yep.
So then I should be able to go out there and have a...
Yep.
That becomes a concern. I know it's going to be used for their campground, but there needs to be a thread there. That we don't have concerts. We don't have big public. What I'm saying is we don't need to involve our police and our ambulances. Just a question. Where does our liability start and end to support another big campground?
I don't think that our liability here would be much different than anywhere else throughout the community where there's large gatherings of people that are drinking alcohol or doing other things. What I would want to note is that the explanation that we have had from these owners here is that it largely would be for the people who are residing at that campground. So they're going to be having a shuttle service that go from the Iron Horse to that campground, shuttling people back and forth. They might have a band there. The band is just going to be a small band, not a large concert, because they do not want it to compete with their existing business venture. They're not looking at this as competition. Instead, they're looking at it as an amenity for the campers that are staying there. Now, with all that being said, that is our understanding of how this is going to be carried out. If in the future, if this year's rally, that is not how it proceeds, I think the council should take that into consideration with any future requests that are made by this property owner. That has already been expressed to the property owners that this is the information that the council is going on when making that decision. If it turns into a massive concert venue, then any future activities there or at their other properties are going to be considered differently.
Councilor Bashand, I do know that there are covenants filed specifically with this property regarding concerts. There are limitations. I don't remember specifically what they are, but you can find them filed.
Thank you. I just wanted the council and the public to know that hopefully we're not starting another full throttle at this location.
Now it's back. We have a first by Jason. Any other comments, council or public? Is there a second? We have a second by Ron. All those in favor of the special event license, please indicate by stating yes.
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 Opposed to no?
No.
That motion carries.